Hey there, welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast where we dive into the latest breakthroughs in scientific research. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help scientists organize and accelerate their work.
And I'm Alex, super excited to be here with you today to break down a fascinating new study about viruses and how they infect our cells. This is cutting-edge research that could potentially help prevent future outbreaks of a concerning virus.
That's right, Alex. Today, we're looking at a paper just published in Nature that identifies a new receptor for enterovirus D68. Now, I know that might sound a bit technical, but stick with us because this is really important work.
Absolutely. And before we dive in, let me just give everyone a bit of context. Enterovirus D68, or EVD68 for short, has been causing outbreaks of respiratory illness, primarily in children. But what's really concerning is that in rare cases, it can lead to something called acute flaccid myelitis, which is essentially a polio-like paralysis.
Yeah, that's what makes this research so significant. With poliovirus nearly eradicated thanks to global vaccination efforts, scientists have been increasingly worried about these other enteroviruses that can cause similar paralytic conditions. And EVD68 has been behind several outbreaks of acute flaccid myelitis in recent years.
Exactly. And despite these concerns, we haven't known much about how EVD68 actually interacts with our cells to cause infection. That's where this new study comes in. The researchers used some pretty clever genetic screening techniques to identify a protein called MFSD6 as a critical entry point for the virus.
Right, and what's fascinating is that they use CRISPR screens to systematically knock out genes in human cells and then see which cells became resistant to EVD68 infection. This unbiased approach led them to MFSD6, which honestly wasn't on anyone's radar as a virus receptor before this.
I love how they validated their findings too. They show that if you remove MFSD6 from various cell types, lung cells, brain cells, even stem cell-derived neurons, they all become highly resistant to EVD68 infection. And when they put MFSD6 back into these cells, the virus could infect them again. That's really solid evidence.
Absolutely. And they went beyond just identifying the receptor. They figured out exactly how it works. MFSD6 is what's called a multi-pass membrane protein, meaning it weaves back and forth across the cell membrane multiple times. The researchers found that it's present on the cell surface, which makes sense for a virus receptor, and it's specifically required for the virus to get inside the cell.
That's fascinating because they showed that MFSD6 isn't involved in the initial attachment of the virus to the cell. That's still handled by sialic acid, which we already knew about. Instead, MFSD6 is crucial for the next step when the virus actually needs to enter the cell. Without MFSD6, the virus can stick to the cell, but can't get inside.
And here's where it gets even more interesting. They identified a specific part of MFSD6 called loop 3 that directly binds to the virus. When they removed just this loop, the protein could no longer function as a receptor. And when they took this loop and attached it to a completely different protein, that chimeric protein gained the ability to bind EVD68.
Oh, and don't forget the really cool structural work they did. They used cryo-electron microscopy to determine the structure of EVD68 bound to that loop 3 region at 2.1 angstrom resolution. That's incredibly detailed. They could actually see which amino acids were making contact between the virus and the receptor.
You're right. That structural work was beautiful, and it revealed that the virus interacts with MFSD6 in a region called the canyon, which is this depression on the virus surface that's often involved in receptor binding for picornaviruses. What's particularly interesting is that they identified specific amino acids in MFSD6, like asparagine 200, leucine 202, and glutamate 203, that are critical for this interaction.
And this is where the study gets really exciting for its therapeutic potential. The researchers created a decoy receptor by fusing that loop 3 region of MFSD6 to an antibody FEX fragment. This decoy could bind to EVD68 and prevent it from infecting cells. They showed this worked both in cell culture, and this is the impressive part, in a mouse model of EVD68 infection.
Yeah, that mouse study was really compelling. When they pre-incubated the virus with their decoy receptor before injecting it into mice, almost all the animals survived. And even when they gave the decoy receptor to mice before infection, it still provided strong protection. That suggests this approach could potentially work as both a treatment and a preventative measure.
I think that's what makes this study so important. It's not just basic science identifying a new virus receptor, though that alone would be significant. It's the fact that they immediately leveraged this discovery to create a potential therapeutic approach. And given that we currently have no approved treatments or vaccines for EVD68, this is a really promising direction.
Absolutely. And it's worth noting that this type of decoy receptor approach has been successful for other viruses. The authors mention a similar strategy that's been used for Venezuelan equine encephalitis virus. So there's precedent for this type of approach working.
You know what I also found interesting? The fact that MFSD6 is widely expressed in human tissues, including both the respiratory tract and the central nervous system. That helps explain why EVD68 can infect the lungs, but in rare cases also spread to the spinal cord and cause neurological symptoms.
That's a great point. And it reminds me that the previous known receptor for EVD68, called ICAM5, is only expressed in a specific part of the brain that isn't actually involved in EVD68 pathogenesis. So researchers suspected there must be other receptors, and now we know MFSD6 is likely the main one, given its expression pattern.
Exactly. And interestingly, when they did their CRISPR screens, ICAM5 didn't even show up as important for infection in the cell types they tested. It was really MFSD6 and some genes involved in sialic acid production that were the key hits.
So, to summarize what we've learned, MFSD6 is a previously uncharacterized membrane protein that serves as the main entry receptor for EVD68. It's required for infection across diverse cell types. It binds directly to the virus through a specific extracellular loop, and targeting this interaction with a decoy receptor provides protection against infection.
And the implications are pretty significant. This discovery could lead to new therapeutic approaches for EVD68 infections, which is especially important given the link to acute flaccid myelitis. And from a basic science perspective, it's fascinating to find that a member of this major facilitator superfamily can serve as a virus receptor. That's not something we've seen before for picornaviruses.
Absolutely. And I think it's worth highlighting the team behind this work. The study was led by researchers from Stanford University, including Hua Qiu and Jan Carrot as the corresponding authors. It's a great example of how combining different approaches, from genetic screens to structural biology to animal models, can lead to really comprehensive insights.
Definitely. And I'm curious to see what follows from this discovery. Will we see clinical development of decoy receptors for EVD68? Will researchers find ways to block MFSD6 with small molecules? And are there other viruses that might use this same receptor? There are so many interesting questions to explore.
Those are great questions, Alex. And I think they highlight why this kind of basic research into virus-host interactions is so crucial. Understanding exactly how viruses cause infection opens up multiple avenues for intervention. And with emerging viruses like EVD68 that have pandemic potential, we need all the tools we can get.
Well, that brings us to the end of our discussion on this fascinating paper. If you're interested in reading more, you can find this study in Nature under the title MFSD6 is an entry receptor for enterovirus D68. And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts and questions.
Thanks for joining us on Stork Science World. Remember, this podcast is brought to you by Stork, helping researchers accelerate their discoveries through better research tools. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into cutting-edge science. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. See you next time.